The Flamboyant by Laurie Marie Carlson. For Oscar Hijuelos, my husband, and for my father, Robert Vernon Carlson. My flight was done with no expectation of reward, just purely for the love of accomplishment. Ruth Law, after having set a new nonstop distance record in 1916, a 590-mile flight from Chicago to Hornell, New York. Prologue, summer 1915. The year in which their daughter Lenora turned 15, Louise and Henry Demarest sold their home in Jamestown, New York, and relocated to a sleepy village on Chautauqua Lake. The languid days of summer had seemed to them an ideal time to make the move, as they wanted no disruption in Lenora's schooling. Jamestown's yarn and woolen mills, furniture factories and decorating workshops, electric lighting company and water plant were situated along the low narrow banks of the River Chattahoochee, a gentle tributary that wended its way through the city center and met the lake's outlet. And while the prosperous town had maintained its beauty despite its industrial character, the elm and oak-lined streets of Dutch red brick, gracious homes and rolling hills, Louise and Henry had thought it more desirable to live in the countryside, where the air was sweet with hay, the scenery more pleasing to behold. Their decision to move also had been influenced by Henry's keen desire to be closer to Chautauqua Institution. He had been an active participant in its colloquiums for many years. They purchased a sprawling lakefront estate called Driftwood, a property of several acres in the little township of Ellery, approximately 3 miles from Jamestown's city limits, and easily accessible by road and trolley, as well as by a steamboat fleet.